This is Jessica Ortner, and welcome to the Tapping Meditation to support you in forgiving yourself. This meditation is based on the interview I did with Ayanla Van Zandt for the Tapping World Summit 2014. Let's begin by taking three calming breaths. Inhale through the nose, and exhale through your mouth. Inhale and exhale. Inhale and exhale. Begin by tapping on the karate chop point and repeat after me. Even though there is a part of myself that doesn't want to forgive myself, I deeply and completely love and accept myself. Even though there is a part of me that feels that I can never forgive myself, I deeply and completely love and accept myself. Even though there is a part of me that doesn't feel it's right to forgive myself, I deeply and completely love and accept myself. Eyebrow. I feel so guilty and ashamed. Side of the eye, I can't forgive myself. Under the eye, for what I've done. Under the nose, for what I've thought. Chin, I feel a need to mistreat myself. Collarbone, I can't change what happened. Under the arm, so I punish myself instead. Top of the head, I've become so good at mistreating myself. Eyebrow. I can work on forgiving others. But I can't forgive myself. Side the eye. It's safe to give this resistance a voice. Under the eye. All of the judgments I have about myself and what I've done. Under the nose. It feels wrong to forgive myself. Chin. All this guilt, shame, embarrassment, and blame. Collarbone, since I can't change the past, I replay the pain. Under under the arm. It feels like the only thing I can do. Top of the head. Maybe there is another way. Eyebrow. But this is the only way I know. Side of the eye. All this resistance I have to forgiving myself. Under the eye. I do it out of a desire to fix things. Under the nose. But what if there really was another way? Chin. I'm beginning to understand. Collarbone. That until I forgive myself, I will continue to create this pain in my future. Under the arm. But it sometimes feels impossible to forgive myself. Top of the head. Maybe I can take this one step at a time. Eyebrow. I would never treat someone else. The way I treat myself. Side of the eye. I allow myself to feel compassion towards myself. Under the eye, I was doing the best I could. Under the nose, now that I know better, I do better. Chin. The past hurts so much because I was veering away from my truth. Collarbone. The truth is, I am a good person. Under the arm. The truth is, I deserve my own forgiveness. Top of the head, the truth is, I've already begun the process of self-forgiveness. Eyebrow, I begin to think in ways that help me release this guilt and shame. Side of the eye. There is a divine part of me that is ready to let go. Under the eye. I can forgive my past. Under the nose. I have everything I need inside of me. To create a bright future. Chin. It begins with self-forgiveness. Bone. Maybe everything is a lesson. I? A lesson that's leading me to a great future. Top of the head. My future is bright. Eyebrow. Even though I have some stubborn judgments about myself. Side of the eye, I allow myself to relax and open to the possibilities. Under the eye, I'm in the process of self-forgiveness. Under the nose, I begin to listen to my heart. Chin. I am tapping into the power of forgiveness right now. Collarbone. I take the lessons from the past. And I release any pain. Under the arm, it is safe for me to feel good. Top of the head, I allow my heart to experience my own love and forgiveness. Take a deep breath in and exhale. Now place both hands on your heart and take another deep breath. And from this place, ask your heart, what lessons do I need to learn from the past? And how are these lessons leading me to a brighter future? And know that anytime you feel yourself going into that old pattern of judgments and self-criticism, just place your hand on your heart. And again, ask yourself, what can I learn from this? Honor yourself for going through this short tapping process and make the commitment to spend some time every day tapping so that you can make forgiveness a gentle and beautiful process.